This Sunday, pilgrims and tourists walked around St. Peter's Square without hearing the traditional recitation of the Angelus. The church is now in the period of the sede vacante, or vacant see. Before his resignation, Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI recited the Angelus 455 times over the course of his pontificate. I, Lydia O'Kane, asked people in St. Peter's Square what it was like to be there without the Pope and without the recitation of the Angelus.
We do miss not having Papa. We miss having our leader of faith, but the atmosphere in terms of the church is the same. It will always be the same, no matter where in the world you are.
So you're looking forward to a new one?
Oh yeah, I am. I also miss Benedict, but obviously we're always looking forward to having Pope around.
What about you?
Same. I loved Benedict a lot, and yeah. I still love him a lot, but I also know that whoever's going to be chosen is going to be wonderful as well.
So it doesn't. You're not preoccupied with the fact that there's what they call a sede vacante, a vacancy at the moment?
Not really, no. I mean, it's definitely noticeable, obviously, because, yeah. I mean, today they didn't have the Angelus and so on and so forth, but it will be filled again. The seat will have someone.
I was able to go to his last general audience, and I think that was what prepared me for now his vacancy, is because it's not like he suddenly died and it's like this. I think that would bring about a more of a feeling of unrest and like, oh my gosh, we just lost our Pope. But like the way that he approached it and the way that he talked about it and the way he introduced it for all of the faithful was so loving, and so he reached out to us and really spoke from his heart.
It's just interesting that there really is no Pope here. Last time I came, Pope Benedict was making a speech in this area and it was packed, and now there's no Pope.
Do you think the atmosphere is different?
I think it is. I think people are getting antsy though. They want to know who the new Pope is.